The parliamentary inquiry has heard that over the past decade, racism, hate and violence against Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people has increased and its forms are evolving and expanding. The inquiry heard its third day of public hearings, looking into issues including the effect of online platforms on the reach, prominence and harm caused by racism and hate directed at First Nations people. It's also been examining the threat posed by ideologically motivated extremism towards Indigenous Australians. The CEO of Reconciliation Australia, Karen Mundine, says the organisation has been collecting data through its national survey, the Australian Reconciliation Barometer, since 2008. She says the trend is clear, but there's also been progress with Reconciliation Action Plans, or RAPs, in the workplace.
Data released this week from the Centre for Indigenous People and Work, which found that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander employees in organisations with RAPs are more likely to report culturally safe workplaces, feel confident sharing their identity at work, benefit from stronger organisational supports and systems, and experience lower levels of racism. This data does highlight that the impact of taking structural approaches with mechanisms for action and accountability are really important.